those nerds!
That sound means it's the beginning of a new episode of Bid Nerds. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Shout out to our friends Godden Classic, Godden Porsche of Las Vegas. They support the show, so we support them and say thank you. Great people over there, Godden Classic. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host, along with my partner, Michael Deeb. We are going to talk about the most interesting car of the day from all the auction sites, like P-Car Market, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, and more. And I got to tell you, Michael Deeb, this car
is a weird one.
Yes, it's interesting. It's definitely weird, but I don't know F all about it. Why don't we get right to it? What is it?
All right, John, do you know how Maybach used to be their own car company, but Mercedes owns Maybach, and so Mercedes will build a car on their platform that's more luxurious and more expensive and call it a Maybach? With that analogy in mind, I present to you the 2018 Lagonda Tariff, which is on Bring a Trailer from our friends down at Symbolic Motor Car Company in San Diego, California. Now, Lagonda was their own British auto manufacturer that was founded in 1906, but the brand has been owned by Aston Martin since 1947, and they make cars from time to time, and then there are periods of time where they're not making any cars. So the last car that you might remember was the Aston Martin Lagonda, which was a luxury sedan that Aston Martin built between 1976 and 1989. They built just 645 of those cars. 645 of those cars over that, 13-year plan. And that car had a 5.3-liter V8 and didn't sell very well. And I don't know that car was ever offered in the United States, but I do remember photos of that car, and it's considered an exotic sedan for its time. It's very square and very long. And it's interesting because when you look at photos of the Tariff, it looks like an evolution of that Aston Martin Lagonda from then, but they haven't built a car in a long time. So Aston Martin's Q department in 2015, 2016 created the Tariff, which sold a couple of years later. They only made 200 of these cars exclusively for the Middle Eastern market. Basically, Aston Martin took the Rapide S platform and stretched it by 7.9 inches. They gave it a 5.9-liter V12 motor with a ZF-derived 8-speed automatic transmission, and then all the luxury accoutrement, JP, you could possibly imagine for your Middle Eastern billionaire. So B&O sound system. These cars all came with a standard refrigerator in the back of the car. And then these cars sold for $877,000. That was the MSRP, about almost 900 grand. Now, this particular car is showing just 200 miles, and it was imported on the show and display clause with the North American traffic and safety, blah, 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 which means you can own this car, but you can only drive it about 2,500 miles a year. I believe this car is on an Oregon title out of Portland. And again, just 200 miles on it. I think somebody paid, they're saying that it cost $120,000 to bring this car in on show and display. So I have no idea what this car is going to sell for, but I did think it was very interesting. And that sort of matte black paint scheme is wicked looking. I think the car looks really cool in that paint scheme. So JP, I send it back to you. Any love for the Lagonda Tariff? And do you think it stands a chance to break the bank and bring $1 million, which is what I assume our friends at Symbolic is hoping is going to happen here, because somebody spent a dear, dear penny to bring this car in. I can't imagine what that conversation was like with Bring a Trailer, with some intern at Bring a Trailer trying to argue a reserve for a car nobody's ever heard of. That must have been like, trying to argue with the shipping container that it doesn't get cold enough for your studio. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what a fool's errand that could have been. So JP, any love for the Lagonda Tariff? I think it looks sexy. Like, if you had FU money, or you were a crown prince of some nation, this would absolutely be a car I'd love to roll up in and get out of with a driver and the whole thing. But I think it looks really cool. It looks like the car Bruce Wayne would drive. What do you think?
I can't imagine a car that fewer people want. I mean, this is, it's like, they spent so much money to be, to, it's like, we have to make this. Why? Two people might want one. Who are those two people? We don't know, but spend all the money now. It's just like, what? Who, why were they, what on earth were, I mean, it's one, I mean, luxury cars, European luxury sedans, if there's anything depreciates more, I can't think of what it might be.
No,
I mean,
you're right. Right.
You know, this is like a Volkswagen Phaeton on steroids. I mean, what in the world, who cares about this thing? I mean, I guess it's...
The Phaeton's a good analogy, right? Didn't that thing come with a W12 and this car?
Yeah, I mean,
a,
this is just the car that nobody asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. It's got lots of stuff. I mean, it better be freaking awesome if for $1 million or $800,000 or however much, you know, they wanted for it. But I mean, look, how much does a Rapide go for these days?
Oh, I don't know. A couple hundred grand. Yeah.
Yeah. And how much were they new? 400. I mean, Bentleys just depreciate horribly. I mean, all this stuff is just worthless a few years later. This is a 2018. How much could this be? What? It's like, I mean, the only way I could see this working is somebody trying to like launder money for real. This is,
well, absolutely. I'm sure that's a part of it. I mean, again, they only made 200 when they designed the car. When the Q department was building this car in 2015, 2016, the market was up, but this car is a 2018. And at 2018, the market was way down. Now, I don't know what it looked like in the Middle East. And I certainly don't know what it looks like to the top 1% of the 1%, which is the buyer for this car, even in Dubai or wherever it was sold brand new. Maybe those guys just have some kind of FU money. They just have to have it. But they only built 200 of these things, John. And this has to be probably one of less than a handful that might actually exist in the United States. It certainly seems like this is the one that came. They created the show and display exemption for this very car. So this guy spent $120,000 to bring his in. The next one coming in for $10,000. So all that is interesting. The question is what it's worth. So I'm glad you're sitting down right now, John, because with 5 days to go, our car is already up to $501,007. 501,007. Get it? And with that being said, the market, you know, like things, money costs a lot more than it did in 2018, JP. So even if this car depreciates, it still might bring sticker. So with that in mind, and the fact that somebody paid $120,000 to get it here, I do think this car is going to bring $800,000. So I'm going to give it to you at $880,000 and send it back to you and ask you not to laugh and blow a snot bubble right into your camera because our viewers are paying close attention.
I don't have any problem with that bid. I mean, I have no idea. I have no earthly idea what some idiot's going to pay for this thing. Sometimes we see takes in the comments in our below that are pretty interesting. I mean, like I think there was a, I want to say like a Mercedes Black that we talked about recently, and I was kind of like, well, who's going to pay all that extra money for a CLK when there are tons of $5,000 CLKs laying around? And I think someone commented is like, well, yeah, but some people don't care. They just want to be, not everyone wants the bling factor. Not everyone wants to show off. Some people just want the performance and want something that no one else knows what it is and wants to kind of go in under the radar. Is this kind of the ultimate expression of that? I mean, this particular car, if you pulled the badge off and put Kia on it,
Genesis.
That could
be the new Genesis prototype. You could totally do that. That'd be hilarious to put Genesis badges on that and go to Monterey Car Week and tell everybody, what do you think? Sign up with us. Give us your email address and sign up with us if you would be interested in buying this top-of-the-line Genesis. We're thinking about building it. This is a one-off car. How many people would actually fall into that and not recognize the grill shape as distinctly Aston Martin?
Well, I bet you
100 out of 100 people would absolutely think that you were telling the truth and that this wasn't some really crazy thing. Think about this, JP. Lagonda and Aston are both British brands owned by Aston Martin. this car was never sold in the UK. This car was, all 200 were exclusive for the Middle Eastern market. So I'm guessing they made money at $877,000 on this thing. Although when you only make 200 of something, even on a stretch platform, that seems absurd. It doesn't seem like you could charge enough to make the entire exercise profitable. Aston Martin has a long history of making bad financial decisions, although they are doing well in Formula One this year. So anyway, JP, that's everything I got.
What was your bid?
$880,000, which is essentially MSRP. So where are you going to come in?
I don't know. I'm going to go 900 and this thing's going to China. That's my take. Yeah. I think,
that's a good take.
Somebody over there at TikTok, is buying it. And yeah, I don't,
the cars that go, the cars that go to China, we call them swimmers, especially when they're crazy luxury cars they can't get over there.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys think? Somebody in the comments needs to maybe give us some information, because this one, you're definitely stumping the chumps on this one.
Your China analogy means that the buyer, the guy who's going to wind up driving this car home, mm-hmm. is paying 1.8, and that doesn't include the voyage, because it's 100% tax to get the car into China. Yeah. And that might actually make more sense than 900 in the U.S.
The person that actually wants this in China doesn't care how much it is. I mean, 1.8, 2.8, 10 million, that just means nothing to them. Yeah. So it's tough for a guy like me to say, here's what I think. What do you guys think? I really can't wait to read the comments below. If there are any, this is the kind of thing where I'm concerned about doing a video about this car, because I don't know who's going to click on this. No one's going to know what this is. And the algorithm isn't going to know who to feed this video to. What the hell is Lagonda Tarraf? I mean, I don't know. So we know that there's 6 or 7 people that watch the show no matter what we do. So thank you guys. Ross, Family Guy, 5150, Michael, all you guys are super core nerd herd. What do you guys think of this thing?
How dyed in the wool a nerd are you? Would you rather, for free, have JP's 1995 Toyota pickup Extra Cab DX V6 4x4 in that $34,000 to $50,000 range, or would you take your chances on a Lagonda Tarraf, knowing that there isn't a dealer you can bring it to? It's too long to fit through the door, anyways. In that $880,000 to $900,000 range, but you have to pay the registration, you got to pay the luxury tax, all that. What would you rather have? JP's Toyota or Deeb's Lagonda Tarraf?
Deeb gets the Lagonda. You live in San Francisco. It seems like the perfect car to drive around and have some.
Could you imagine trying
to under it?
As long as this wheelbase is, you couldn't get it over the hills to get to my restaurant.
All right, guys, let's find out right after this. Hey guys, I got to tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you got to call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that going to be for sale?
It is going to be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos on YouTube, you got to check out my channel, The Rami Show.
This car! I am driving.
That car, Rami, I'm driving crazy stuff. Check out The Rami Show, our sister channel for car reviews. Welcome back, everybody. You stuck around this long to find out what happened with this boat anchor of a overpriced douchebag car. going into the break, I had no idea what the heck I'm still like baffled by this dumb thing, this Batmobile looking kind of, what happened, Deep? Does anybody care? I'm sure.
Yes. Everybody cares. People are on pins and needles. I'll watch. This is going to be our highest rated, highest.
I'm watch analytics
and
it's just going to drop off. It just, as soon as we say what car is, I'm like, what are we doing here? All right. What happened?
Yeah. Is that Tarraf or Tarraf?
Yeah.
So this Tarraf, this 2018 Lagonda Tarraf, man, what a Tarraf result. John, I really thought, the car was, $890,000 new, and somebody spent another $120,000 federalizing it for the U.S. So I said 880. You took the over at 900 grand, which just cracks me up. Listen, neither one of us know anything about this car or what it's worth, other than its affiliation and under Aston Martin underpinnings. But our car met the reserve and sold for $505,000 on just 20 bids, which is a laughable result after I tried so hard to build this car up. I mean, good grief. It looks cool. And for $500,000, is it a bargain? I have no idea. If with only 200 miles and being 5 years old, it only brings half of its original value, imagine what's going to happen when this car has like 15,000 miles on it. I'm afraid that this guy who bought it will drive it and struggle to get $200,000 for it in the secondary market 3 years from now, which is when he decides to get off of it, if not sooner. So I would not say the future looks bright for the Lagonda Taraf, but man, it's a cool looking car, and I'm sure it's beautiful in person. I would love to see it and drive it, but I certainly wouldn't want to be the one left holding the bag. It certainly hasn't done well to this point. And it's, you know, geez, I mean, it's practically a one-off car, one of 60 for the Middle Eastern markets. JP, there you go. $505,000 for a Taraf with no miles on it. What happens after this guy drives it?
I mean, we said it before the break that, you know, I mean, luxury sedans just are such boat acres. Yes,
yeah.
I took the over. Really, you know, admittedly, completely wrong. You know, again, another wrong by 100% for JP.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I didn't know ahead of time, and I was thinking, well, I don't know, maybe there's some Chinese money out there or some
DA,
you know, because of its limited thing. You know, this car does belong in Vegas. You know, you do here in Vegas. You see a lot of Rolls driving around in Bentleys and stuff like that, and you know, people are spending, you know, $200,000-$500,000 for some of those cars. And you see a lot of them. So it's like, all right, well, maybe something like this, maybe someone will buy something like this. They have that same bling factor, but actually something that's rare. You know, I thought maybe, clearly I'm wrong, and I'm happy to be wrong. I'm happy that this car didn't bring the number that I thought maybe it would. Because really, at $500,000, that's way too much money for this car. You're absolutely right. In a year or less, this thing's going to be worth $250,000. And a year after that, it's going to be worth $150,000. And a year after that, it's going to be worth like $75,000. This thing is going to be on Cars and Bids 5 years from now for $60,000 with 15,000 miles on it. I mean, it's just like any other. I mean,
Any other lease return?
Yeah, geez, talk about fooling their money. Like Maybachs, can you give those away? Hoovy's Garage buys them for like $30,000. They're worthless cars. I actually recently went out and drove, what was it, an Aston Martin Vantage S? Was it 2013? Kind of the last of that.
Yeah, car.
So I always loved that body style, and I knew that S's were
James Bond. James Bond drove that car, didn't he?
Right, and the smaller one, the earlier ones had the 4.3, the smaller engine.
Yeah.
They were pretty anemic, even with the manual. But then they came out with that S one the last couple of years of that
12-cylinder manual transmission.
No, it wasn't. Yep. It was still the 8.
Still an 8?
But it was a 4.7 liter 8 with a little bit more poop, and it had a real, you know, the transmission was a real double clutch. I mean, the thing really was a fun car. It still felt really heavy. You know, they try to say that, oh, this is what we built to compete with 911. It's like, come on. But really neat car compared to the non-S version. But still, that's a car that was $100,000-something new, and you could get it down at the Toyota, you know, Auto Nation lot for $45,000.
$45,000,
you know, but still looks like $1 million. You roll that up, you know, to the casino, and everyone's like, damn. You know, if you want bling for the buck, that's the kind of car you get. $500,000 for this stupid four-door thing that's just, ugh, God, sometimes rich people really are stupid. as stupid as not rich people can be, rich people can be even more dumb. What do you think of that?
I think you're right on the money.
Right on the money. There it is. All right, guys, what do you think of the results? Let us know in the comments below. We sure like to hear what you guys think of this weird-ass car. Have you even heard of one of these before? The nerd
no.
surprises me.
Nobody's.
There's going to be a nerd out there that's going to be like, oh, my God, these are the most – that was a steal. You know, I don't know. Somebody tell us. We're always wrong. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
School us.
Get those nerds!